Dendur was not a being to sit idle for long. Despite his facade of being supremely bored and cynical, of doing his job solely because it paid his drink tab, the thing in which he took the most pleasure in his life was his work. Even with the Admiral hunting him, he could not simply camp in his quarters. In fact, he couldn't do that precisely because the Admiral was hunting him. The first question to answer during an investigation, an old police officer had once told him, is, what looks different now than it did before? Any change in the behavior of a criminal suspect was cause for suspicion. So it was that Dendur found himself out in the blistering hot day, shadowing the Rimsu's combat instructor. Discreetly, very discreetly. It wasn't a real good idea to come to the attention of a being who could, if he wished, exterminate you without even raising his heart rate. A being who had demonstrated his ability and his willingness to snuff out lives and who had been recorded doing it. A being who glorified in the hunt and the kill. A being like Fojai. Den slipped into the shade of an outbuilding, happy for the relative coolness there, and watched his quarry. He focused a tiny recording cam upon the scene and triggered it. A little more background material never hurt. Fojai had assembled a class of combat students, maybe a dozen or so, mostly humans, and they were limbering up their bodies on a patch of pink short grass behind the cantina. Broad-leaved trees offered the martial arts trainees partial shade, but their exertions still had those who shed heat by perspiring, sweating profusely, while those who used other means of cooling themselves were panting, waving their limbs, or expanding rills and bulbi, whatever it took to bleed off excess warmth. The students took a stance, 1 foot forward, one hand high, one low. Jai walked around them, touching an arm or leg here and there, correcting the poses. Everybody in the group watched him with what Den could see, even from his hiding place, was a tense wariness. Den shook his head. This Fojai was a bad man, no doubt about that. He already had enough to file a story, but he allowed the cam to continue running. He knew what his slant was going to be. Fojai, a murderous thug who in peacetime would likely be locked away to protect the citizenry, instead was indulging his violent tendencies on the field of battle, allowed to kill and to be thought a hero and not a villain. How did the public feel about that? Knowing that someone who is mentally deranged and violent, an assassin, a monster, was out there and ostensibly on their side. Den knew he could twirl it so that they would be horrified. A few more sequences showing the humans' cruelty and violence, and civilized beings would turn away in disgust and revulsion. He smiled. This was what he did, and he was good at it. Of course, one could never be sure what the public would do, but he knew a good story when he saw one. And whatever else he might lack in, he could tell that story well.